We had learned yesterday that the Makor, that there's a Chiyuv and Hara by all Bias Arayis, is Hukshul, from the Hekish that Rabbi Yoina mentions, that Hukshul Kol Arayis Ladodi, Kol Ashayasa Mekilati Evesaila Venichesu and Nefoshes Oisois. So all arayis are hukshus elozeh. So since by nida it says as mekayro hero, that is a chiyuv and hero. So all arayis are dumya de nida and is a chiyuv and hero. So now we have two problems. We had two other mekayros that is a chiyuv by hero. By eishes och it says v'isha sheishka ves. Beisha shikach as eishes ochiv nidohi. The Torah is makish eishes ochiv nidah. So we were under the impression that's coming to tell us that the zachiv by a law by eishes och. Now we don't need this hekish. We have the hekish of Rabbi Yoina. And then we have another problem. It says by achisovi vachisimoi ki asheiroi hero. So the Gemara now is going to explain why we need these two limudim, since now we know al tahekish that all arayis achayev b'haro. So the Gemara says as follows: Ve'elo nida d'chsive gabi eishes och lomali. So why did the Torah write nida by eishes och if it's not coming to tell us that there's a chayev haro by eishes och? So what is it coming to tell us? So the Gemara answers, Lichta Rav Huna. It's coming to tell us a different halacha. Rav Huna's halacha. The Omar Rav Huna. Rav Huna had said, Remez li yevome min ha-teire minai. Where do we find a remez that is a inyan of yevome? So the Gemara asks minai, Haksiv, that you need a remez for yevome? This says with Mopna Posek. Yevome yavoy aleo. So you don't need a posik to tell me that there's a remez, that there's a ninyin of yibu. Ela remez li yevome she'asuro b'chayei bailo minai. Where can we find a remez that a yevome is also b'chayei bailo? Well, let's elaborate a little bit. Remezin, every Yevome, after a husband dies, there's a svara to say, the reason there's no Isser Eishes Och is because the husband died. She's not married anymore to her husband. The Isser Eishes Och is only applicable if there's Ishus to the Och, not the Taich Eishes Och. If there's no Ishus with the Och, it's not called Eishes Och. Now, if I will explain the parsha of Yibum with this hasbore, so the halacha should be, what is the din if her husband gave her a get, b'chayot? So also she'd be mutter. There's no, the och is, doesn't have any more issues in her, so she's not considered eishes och. And that's how Rav Huna, we'll see why Rav Huna Tak understood that way, but that's how Rav Huna understood Pshat Yibum. That Pashtus, one should understand why is a Yavam Mutter B'Yivimtoi La'achem Mises Ha'och is because she's no more an Eishes Och. So Memela, I have a limud that I have to have a limud to tell us that that's not to lomdis. And la'ach, grushes ochiv is also. El remez li yevome shasure b'chaye b'aylo minayim. And we're going to learn out from the word nida. We'll see soon how we learn this out. So Moses, why do you have to learn out from nida? Hai svorehi. You don't need a new limud for this. B'di omar rachmone. Let's learn Chumash. So it says klal that the Yevome Yovi Yaleo only comes about Lacha Misa.
So midiyom harachmona la'achem misis baile sharye mechlar de bechaye baile asura. So we see that bechaye baile, she's muta. She's also. Chaye baile, she's also. So the Gemara asks, how do you see that? V'dilme la'achem misis baile mitzvah. La'achem misis baile, there's a mitzvah yevom yobileh. B'chaye b'ayla rishus. There's no mitzvah, but it's a rishus. The heterashus och is derived because there's no issues. So memele, so who had in b'chaye b'ayla? It's also mutab. There's no mitzvah. The mitzvah is lachem misis b'ayla. Inami lachem misis b'ayla in b'chaye b'ayla. No, what I can make such a diyuk. The lava bomachlala say, I say. So we'll say like this. That, what we see that a yavam is mutter to the yavam. So we see from this, that is when the ishus is nifka, so there's no isereishus ach. So who adin, grushus achim, there also won't be an isereishus ach. That, what we have, a psaposik, that seems to be saying, dafka la'achem, misa is mutabal, b'chaye b'zoso. That's true. The Isa is not Isa Reishasach. The Isa is, it's a lava b'mechlal asay. So, memele, so Rav Huna had said, without a new limud, I would say this. I would say that grushes ochib, there's no Isa Reishasach. Is omakro v'ish asher yikach aseishes ochiv nidohi. V'chieishes ochiv nidohi. What is pshat and posik? Eishes ochiv is a nide. Elo kinide. Nide means kinide. Now what is the similarity of an eishes och to a nide? Ma nido af al pi sheyesh lo heta la'acha mikan. Even though we find an ide becomes mutter later, aber bishas isura bikoris, the heta la'achem mikam is not moichiach, that there never is an isa nide, fakel, there's an isa koris that becomes mutter. That is the din of nide. Afeshes ach nami, af al pishesh la heta la'achemikan, even though there's a heta la'achemikan, aber b'chaye b'aylo b'koris. That's the limud of nide, that I should not learn out from the heta la'achemikan that there's a heta before also. Tafkeden there's a heta b'chaye b'aylo b'koris. Let us see Rashi. Neither the Chsiv Gabi Eishes Och, the Alfina Mine Lael, Haro La Eishes Och, Minida. Now we don't need it anymore. Bechaye Baila, Im Girsha Ochiv. Kalava Bo Mechlala Say Yasei, Abo Koris Leke. Let us see Taisus, Alaremes, Li Yevome, Shasure, Bechaye Baila Minai. So Taisva says, why would I think that she should be muta b'chaye b'ayla? So Taisva says, the kivin de shayi rachman achemise, in tzvar loyme da sire b'chaye b'ayla, loyme stave shayi bo akosav, loyme do sesi v'dochi loysashe shesh b'koris, ilav demuche kra behedye. That means that if I see a parsha of Yibum, and I have two ways how to understand the parsha. One way I could explain the parsha, that since there's no more issues, so that's why she's muta. She's not considered an eishes och. There's another way I could explain the parsha, that no, that's not true. Since she once was an eishes och, she's always also. And the reason a Yibum is muta is because esa doicha loisasa sheyesh bekoris. So the Gemara held, Rav Huna held misvore, I shouldn't say that the lamdas of Parshas Yibum, the heter of a Yevome is because Esadoi Chaloisasi Shesh Bekos, because we do not say Esadoi Chaloisasi Shesh Bekos Mechalotei Rekula. So therefore, I should be masbir the posik by saying that's pshat and posik, that since the ishus is nivke, the isra ishus also becomes nivke. And if that is the hezber of the posik, so this is applied by grushas ochivos. Elo, harod achsivi gabi achaisav v'achaisayim lomali. So the Gemara asks, oh, so why does it say hara by achisa by achisein? A sheirai hara. I know hara there from the Hekish to Rabbi Yehine. So the Gemara says, the hara there you need for, not for achisoviv, you need it for another case. L'chedeboi minei ravine merov. Ravine kler da shayla. Hama'are bezochu mal. By a zochel, by mishkav zochel, is there a chiyuv by haro? So the Gemara says, bezochel, you have a shayla by zochel? There's no shayla. Mishkevei isha ksive. By zochel it says mishkevei isha, so mishkevei isha means all mishkovois, which are noyig by an isha, is noyig by a zochel. So if we know that by an isha there's a mishkav of haro, so that applies by a zocher also. So it's no shaila. So elo, so Rabbi says, no, there's a different shaila I'm clarifying. Hama'are bibehema mahu. What is the din of a person was ma'are bibehema? Is there a chiv on haro? Omalei. So Rabbi told him, we have here an extra posik as sheiroi hero. So this posik is not necessary, because we know that by achis oviv achis imoy is a chiyav haro. So memeilem, so he told him, im eino inyin laharo d'chsive gabi achis ov achis heim. The osi b'yekeishim id rabbi yoyne. The posik isn't coming to tell us that is a chiyav haro. By achisov, that I can learn out from that kishter Rabbi Yoine. Tnei inyin larod beheime. So memela, so the posik is coming to tell us that there's a chiyav haro by beheime. Let us see Rashi. Hamare, no. Mishke beisha, v'kiven de beisha have a haro mishkov, Memele itzre bezocher, the bezocher ksiv, mishke beisha. Hama'are bebehime, shloi gomar biyosei. Now, Davoini, I don't understand what Rashi is coming to tell us, the taich of ma'are. Rashi in the Mishnah, hama'are shloi gomar biyosei. That's what Rashi said on Daphne Gimel Amid Beis, and now with Daphne Daud Amid Beis. So why does Rashi have to explain, when we're talking about a behime, what haro means? Let us see Tosfos. Bezochu mahu. So Tosfos says, Amaridike Kasha, why do you need a special limud for Zochu, for Behime? The same Mekor that I know all Arayis from the Hekish of Rabbi Yoine. So this Hekish includes Zochu and Behime also, because Zochu and Behime is also in Parshas Achei Bois. And afterwards it says, Kikola Shayasa Mikola Taiva Sailu, so it's a hukshu kol biasasuris la dodi. So automatically I'll know a zochor on a behime. Odolo Yalev Zocho Behime Mikesha de Rabyoine. So Taisva says, because the Mekir of Hero says by Nide. And there it says Mishum da es Mekira Heroxi. Now, Mekoira means Mekoir Domeho. That's the Taich Mekoira. Vahanu, so the Parsha, the Chiv of Aro was mentioned by Abiye Be'isha Sheyesh Lo Mekoir. Vahanu Lo Shaykh Bu Mekoir. Azoch in the Bible is no Mekoir. So Memele, so there's no, I have no way how to know that there's a Chiv Aro by Zoch in That means if you look in Parshas Achrei Mois, first you have all the Arayas together, then afterwards you have the Parsha of Moilach, then later the Pasuk comes back to Zochem Behime, and then it says, Kol Asha Yase Mikolat Yehves Eilo. So it would seem that the Torah wants to make a Hefzik, a Hevdel between That would be sufficient to tell us that we don't learn out Zochem Behemah from the Hekesh. Inami. Mishum de Zochel u Behemah Leichoshev Biyam. Third Teretz Yisrael says that a Zochem Behemah Leichoshev Biyam the Ein Derech Biyam Bekach. Is Lechere Pshat and Yisrael says that by Nide, the Mekor of Aroah says by Nide. So what does it say by Nide? If one makes Haro b'derech bia yechai. That's Nide, because Nide is derech bia. So the Pasuk tells us, that's what it says in the Pasuk, if one makes Haro derech bia yechai van Haro. So, now hukshu kol harayis, that in any erve, if one would make Haro derech bia. Now, Zochel and Behemah is not derech bia. So Memelis, I don't have a makor where to learn out of Chiyav Eroh, because the Chiyav Eroh is nilmid meinide, and by her it's derech bia. So I can only learn out whatever it says by nide. And nide is davke derech bia. I heard a shtikel ha'ore, the Gemara and daf nun dalid omed aleph, said niskaven latiach bebehema vitiach biyevome kone, to mechaven l'shem bia boilom. It was mechaven l'shem bia. We learned that from the pasuk yevome yavoi. He has to have kavona lebia, and niskaven vitiach be latiach niskaven latiach bebehema vitiach biyevome kone, to come mechaven l'shem bia. So we see that a bia's behema is called a bia. Perhaps pshat is that Tosfos says it. Tosfos doesn't say it's not a bia. It's not derech bia. It's a bia with a. It's a great bia. It's not derech bia. So when we're talking about the chumra of hara, so we say the chumra that hara is chai. We only find by great a bia, by derech bia. A bia grua. It's not derech bia. So we don't find a chiyav avara. The Gemara is just saying in the din of Yevam Yovielad, you need kavonas bia. So a great bia is also called kavonas bia. It's a derech bia, but it's here's a shem bia. Sometimes the losh tak of mechavim the shem bia ba'olam epis a bia it is. So memela, that is why you kind of. Olahochin, Atos is going to bring a raya that this is not derech bia, and therefore, since it's not derech bia, there's different alochis. Olahochin bepek abba mises tzorich azore v'oinish l'shoiche v'nishkav bezochel. That you need a bazundera azore for a nishkav bezochel. A bazundera azore, a bazundera oinish. Ava gav de ba'amalei boi kol lachai v'yisha nishkemes. So Kocher weiß doch euch, since this is not derech bia, so it's not an automatic din, that since the boil is chayiv, the nivel is also chayiv. You need a besondere limud. So it's very mistava to say, you need a besondere limud to be machayiv haro by a lav derech bia. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Michdi beheime chayiv misses besnei. A behemah is chayvi misses bezn. My time ksiv laharo di dog abi chayvi krisis. Why did the Torah write the chiyuv haro of a behemah? It's a main union. It's not coming to tell us that there's a chiyuv haro by a chisovit. But why bechlal did the Torah put this limud by a chayve krisus, lichtav gabi chayve Mrs. Bezen, then help Mrs. Bezen, me Mrs. Bezen. Put an extra word as a sheirei hera, put an hera by a chayve Mrs. Bezen. And we'll have the same kasha, I don't need this because I can learn afanakish to Rabbi Yain, and I'll say it's coming for Bias Behemah. But then al kaponim would be, leilef Mrs. Bezen, me Mrs. Bezen. So the Gemara answers, Aidi dekule kro lidrosha osi. This whole pasuk by Achos Oviv, Be'elvas Achos Imcha, Achos Avicha lo yisagalo ki yesheira hera, the whole pasuk is a pasuk that was written specifically l'shem drush. It wasn't written to tell me halachas which I do not know of. That means there's a drash, I learned new halachas. But the Pashtei Dekro, I know already from a previous pasuk. So since this whole pasuk was written Lidroish Minei, because it's a Meyuta Dekro pasuk, so we put in this pasuk another Yita Lidroish Minei, that Yechayim Anaro by a behemoth. Now the Gemara is going to explain what's shot the Kule Kole Drosh. My Drosh, what is the Drosh? The Sanya. We learned Nabaraisa. The Pasuk says, Elvas Achois Avicho Loi Segala. This is on Parshas Achremois. Bein min ha'ov, bein min ha'em. So how was this Achois a sister from his father? Did they have the same father or the same mother? Or both? So the Gemara says, Bein min ha'ov, bein min ha'em. That the Pasuk means that the father's sister is also, doesn't matter how she was a sister, they had the same father or they had the same mother and different fathers. Zachiev an Elvis Achis Avicho. Oyeino. Maybe not. Elomin Ha'ov Veloimine. Maybe Achis Avicho Zdafke if they're sister and brother from the same father. But if they're sister and brother from the same mother, there's no Issa. So now the Gemara is going to try to explain from how it could be Mavara the suffix. So the Gemara says as follows. Vedinu. Chayev Kan. Chiev kan, v'chiev ba'achoysoi. And there's a chiev ba'achoysoi. Ma'achoysoi, bein min ha'ov, bein min ha'im. The Pasuk says, klo, ba'asavichoi, ba'asimecho. So the Pasuk says, klo, that she's achoysoi, bein min ha'ov, bein min ha'im. His afkan is also a isa achoys, that the father's achoys, bein min ha'ov, bein min ha'im. That's one way to look at it. Or maybe we should look at it differently. Chiev kan v'chiev b'daydosoy. Daydosoy is Eishes Achi Oviv. And over there, the Achi Oviv is Min Ha'ov. The father's brother is a brother to him only through a relationship from an Ov. Is ma doidose min ha'ov v'loi min ha'im, afkan min ha'ov v'loi min ha'im. So now we have our shayla. That achois oviv, is achois oviv speaking about an achois afilu min ha'im, dumye de achoisoi, which is min ha'im, or is achois oviv dumye de doidose, which is dafke min ha'ov. So the Gemara says, let's figure it out. Nire lemi doime. Donin iser habo mei eilov, mei iser habo mei eilov. Valtechiach doidoso ishen iser habo mei eilov. That means doidoso is eishes achi oviv. This is an iser that came about through the kedushin of his uncle. But it's not a teira de kis, it's a man-made iser. Achois oviv. And achoisoi, these are isurim de memele. So mistaver is that you learn not isur de memele from isur de memele. That's one way to look at it. Oy klach le derech ze. Donin kreive ha'ov, mi kreive ha'ov. The isur of eishes achi aviv is because this is the father's akoriv. This is kreivei ha'ov. The isa of achois oviv is also kreivei ha'ov. Bal teichiach achoisoi she kreivei atzmoi. Achoisoi is kreivei atzmoi. So now we have here a problem. There is a similarity that Achis Aviv has to Achisoi. There's a similarity that Achis Aviv has to Achis Achi Aviv. So I don't know how to darshan. Talmud Loima. So there's a special pasuk in Kedoshim. Elvas Achis Avicha Loi Segala. So what is this coming to tell us? Beiminov, Beiminaim. So this is coming to tell us that Beiminov and Beiminaim. He says, in Parshas Kedoshim, the Torah repeated the Azorah, which was not necessary at all. Parshas Kedoshim was written to write the Onshim of the Azorahs and Parshas Achemais. And since the Torah repeated the Azorahs, I'm learning from this that the Azorah was repeated to tell us there's an Isser also an Eishes Ochiv min, there's Isser an Achois Oviv min Ha'em. Yeah. So the Gemara asks, Ervas Achois Imcholoi Segale Bein mina ov, bein mina im. Now, why does it say, Elvas achis imcha loy segala? Why are we repeating again the Azor and achis imoy? To tell us, bein mina ov, bein mina im. So the Gemara is, lomali lemichteve, bachisov, lomali lemichteve, bachisem. This you can learn out one from the other. It seems, lechere, these two are very similar. It's Isab or Meyelov, it's Koyveyoviv, so Yizichi can learn out one from the other. Why did the Torah have to write twice Achis Oviv and Achis Ime? That is also. Omar Rabbi Abo Tzrich. Itikosav Ramona Bachisov. If the Torah would only write Achis Ov, Shekein Yesh Lochayis. Achis Ov, the relationship is to an Ov that is a mishpacha to the ben. The mishpachaisam leveis aveisam. The ben is miyuchas to the Ov. So kreive ha Ov have a uniqueness, which kreive ha aim do not have. Is miyuchas to the Ov. The yichas goes basar ha Ov. Mishpachosam leveis aveisam. Aval achis aim alai. So it l'chedigma means that the kulve, since the kulve sa'av is greater than the kulve sa'im, because this is a kulve of yichas, this is a kulve of mishpoche, and kulve sa'im is not a kulve of yichas and mishpoche. So I would think, when was the Torah machma? That achve min ha'im is also called achve, that's davke, by akuve chamure, akuve of yichus, akuve of mishpoche. Ma she'ein kein by achos imoy, which is not akuve of mishpoche. So that's why it has to say achos imcha, to tell me that there's a rode also. No, the Tassi tells Tami Achisimcha that my name is also awesome. Yeah. V'yikosav Rachmon Bachisein. If we'd only say Achisein, so I would say maybe the Erva of Achisein is a more chomadic Erva. Shekein Vadois, because the aim is Avadois. The aim is Zicha Imoy. So therefore, this is a kulve of a vadai dikekore. An ov is not vadoi. Who says this is an ov? Only roiv. Roiv bilei sachar abal. But the kulve of an aim is more certain than the kulve of a ov. So memelis, it could be the chayma of achis min aim only applies by Achis Imoy, not by Achis Oviv. Perhaps I could mention for 1 minute, I once heard the the El Sameach once was having a class of young Bachrim, and they were learning Mesechtes Kedushin. And the Mora says in Mesechtes Kedushin, Oviv Oimer Hashkeini Mayim, Ve'imoy Oimer Hashkeini Mayim, so in Mechuyiv to give to the Ov Sha'at, Sha'at Va'oimecha Mechuyovim Bekvoid Ovicha. So the Sameach asked Akasha. He says, the mother is Avadai. The father is a Sofik. So we have a klal in Sofik Maitzi Midei Vadai. You have a Vadai Chiyav to the mother. You have a Sofik Chiyav to the father. So L'chayre should say in Sofik Maitzi Midei Vadai. So there was one bocha that said as follows. I do not know if this was the teretz what the Sameach wanted to hear. But the Bocha said as follows. The Bocha said that if you're going to give the mother, because she's a Vadai, so ain't lecha bezoyin of Godel Mizeh. So Mameil, that's not called kibbutz. That's ain't lecha bezoyin ain't Godel Mizeh. That's called the bezoyin name. I'm giving it to you, not really. But since you're a Vadai, so Mameil, that's I'm giving it to you. So that's not kibbutzim. That's Bezoyin name. The Sameach was very nispoiled from the Teretz. Al Koponim, let us get back to Agmar. So Agmar wants to mention this svore, that in Chaymer of an Achais Minayim, if we'd only say Achais Ima, I would say Dafka Achais Ima is Beimino Beiminayim, because this is a Kuvve Vadois, and this is an Achais Ovi, it's not a Kuvve Vadois. So that's why we need Achis Oviv Achis Imoy. So Al Koponim, so now the Gemara is explaining. So this whole posik, Elves Achis Avicha Achis Imecha Loise Gala, was not written Ligufay. I know already that there's an Issa. It's written Lidroish Beimin or Beiminayim. So, Kishayra Hera that was put in there to this posik. So since the whole posik was written Letzayrech Lidroish Mimeno Halachis Chadoshes, so Mameila, that's why the Din Hara Lebehema was also put into this posik. Let us see Rashi. Bachisov, achisem, lav, michaive, misis, ein, lexivabu, misis, oni chaive, chorus, lichtabu, be, misis, bezn, kegay, beimoi, bachamoisoi. Let us say also, here over there, leimanami, mein, inyin, lahu, daos, ye, bekeisha, the rabbiin, that ne, inyin, lebeim. So the Gemara says, I did the kule kro, the chsiv, bachisov, achisem, be, parshas, kadoishim, ti, lidrosha, ose, kidisanya, lekamo, is ksiv beinami hara, b'loi tzayrich lidrosh et de behime. So verkehrt, it stims with the posik. The whole posik was nichtav lidrosh. Ervas achis avicha, krod achay mois kama noka, bein shu achis avicha min ov bein minayim. Ma achis bein ov bein minayim, d'chsiv ba'as avicha, ba'as imecha. Ma doi dosi min ov aloi minayim. Shimoye doi doi achi oviv minayim, aloi min ov, ein ishtoi olav erve, lakama boi min ov. How do we know this? Doi dosi ein isura bo olav mei elav, eloi dei kdushei doi doi. Veloi seichi ach achoisa, yikin loi nafam achoisa, mekim loi nafke lon. Midinem. Tamalaima, Mikrashani, Beparshis, Kdoishim Tiu, Ervas, Achaisavicha, Bachaisimechalaisigalem, Bainsoich Lahazish, Gvarizel, Lavlelishminen, Aloinish, the Shoni should have said Doinish, Kidoavad, Beishisoch, Ubachaisa, Ishki Ikach, Achaisavi, Bachaisimai, Aboinemiso, חייסי לרביס החיסובי מיניים וחסים מיניים. לא אומר לי למכתבי חייסי רבטבי ליכתבי בחוד ובתי סידך מיני. יש לו חייס, המשפח הסעב, קרוי המשפח הדרסיב, היסיילדו המשפחי סום לבי סבוי סום. החיסאים ועדי קרי בוסוי, אבל החיסאוב, שמו חס ושולם אין זה אוביב. Let us go further. Vidoidosoi de pshitalei letanem. Now the Gemara was poshed by Deidosei Eishes Achi Oviv, that is Davke, Min Ha'ov. The Min Ha'ov Eloi Minayim, Min Olai, how do you know? Omarove Osye Doi 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 Doi. We learn out of Zeyre Shove. Ksiv Hocha Elvas Doi Doi Gilom. Ksiv Hosom, and by Geulas Kroivim it says, Oi Doi Doi, Oi Ben Doi Doi Yigoleno. Just like by Geula, the Zedin Kedime to Mishpach Asav, Avka Minov Leiminem, Vohosa Minolam, how do you know this, that there it's speaking about Mishpach Asav, Zadoid Minav, or Makro, Mi Mishpachtoi Yigoleno. It says, the Mishpachtoi, Mishpach Asav, Kruye Mishpoche, Mishpachas Eim, Eino Keruya Mishpoche. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, Ma lo holon min ha'ov. Im achi oviv min ha'ov hu, avikov li nigula. Yoisa is a closer korev. Umitzviz gula mutol olav yoisa, since he's a closer korev. So the mitzvah is mutal on him more. Yoise mikroi v'yayim. Afkami no'ov v'loi minayim. Hochi gassin mi mishpachta yigalon mishpachas av kruye mishpoch. So kaponim, now we know that achis ovi v'achis imoi is bein min ha'ov u'bein min ha'ayim. Zok to Gemara baita. Vahod is nan, we learned a Mishnah. Omru loy meiso ishtecho. They told him that his wife died. Vinoso achoiso. Peobio. And he married her sister. They were sisters from the same father, two different mothers. Meiso. Then they told him that the second wife died. Venosa achoiso meimo. So he married the sister of the second wife. They were sisters only from the same mother, not from the same father. So it comes out that the middle sister, the second one, was a sister to the first wife and the third. One minov and one minaim. And the third to the first is no relation whatsoever. Meiso, now they told him that the third wife died. Benosa achoiso meyavir. So he married the sister of the third wife from one father. Meiso, benosa achoiso meima. And then he found out that all these Edom were lying. And all these women are alive. So the halacha is mutar barishayne. He's mutar in the first one. That was his wife. Ubishlishis. The shlishis is no relationship at all to the first wife. That which is a relationship to the second wife, but the second wife never became his wife because she was achayis ishta. So mutar barishayne, ubishlishis, ubachmishi, upaitreis tzoreisayim. Now if one will give chalitza to the first, that means this person has lamaise, he didn't know that he has so many wives, but al kaponim, he ended up with three wives. So if he'll give chalitza to one of the three wives, so Petra is the same. These three wives are no relation whatsoever one with another. So the chalitza of one will patar atzora. ואוסר בשניה וברביס. ניס אוסר בשניה ברביס. בשניה איז אוסר הצחיס אישטוי. ברביס. Now, what happens if he died? So let's say the Yavam will be Miyabim the Shniyim, will not pater the Tzore, won't pater any of the Noshim. Why not? Because she never was married to him, so won't pater. We'll come back to this halacha soon. But what happened if after they had told him, Meis Ishtacho, the first wife died, he married the second wife, but then the first wife was still alive, and then the first wife, Lameisa, died, it was Boa Lashniya L'Shem Kedushin. La'achem Mises HaRishayne. So then is Muta Bishniya. So then if he was boiled, the second wife after the misa of the first one is Muta Bishniya, Ubarabiyas, Up Paitray Sarisain, but also Bishlishis Ubachamishis. But the Shlishis Achamishis are also because these attacks are Achais Ishtoi. Alme Achais Ishtoi, Bein Mina Ov, Bein Mina Eim Asurais, Minol. So from this Mishnah we see that Achais Ish is also Beimina of Beimina Im. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Vahodes nan omreloi meisa ishtecha kegoin dino basleya miyakev viyoycheved basleya michetzre visore baschetzre mikture ורבקה בס כתורה מפסול, ומילקה בס פסול מחנה. וראובן נוסה אס מילקה, והולך למדין הסיום. אמרו לוי, מייסה אשתךו, ונוסה אס רבקה, שהיא אחייסה מייביה, both have the same father פסול. חוזר ואמרו לוי, מייסה רבקה, ונוסה אס סור אחייסה מאימא. אמרו לו מייסה סורו ונוסס יחבד אחייס מייבי. אמרו לו מייסה יחבד ונוסס דין אחייס מיימו. חזרו ואמרו לו כולם קיומס. All these sisters are alive. Is muta ברישיין במילקי אשתוי. ובשלישס. סורו. Is muta בסורו. Why? לפי שריבקי לא היו קדושי הקדושן. Ubiyasa ba'oinesu, so the beer was, wasn't the beer's issues. Umuta besora achoiso. So therefore, since the beer of Rivke was not a beer shal issues, he never was married to Rivke, so mamele is muta besora achoiso, this na noisim al anuse. The krivis of anuse amuta. Chayves ishta is osa, chayves ishta is osa, chayves anus osa is muta. Ubach mishi is dina. Ba'af al pi shehi achayves yecheved arabiz, lafi shebi yecheved pituhi, ba'enei kedushin, b'ibnei shashlish is oye kedusha kedushin. Now the Yashri Shakev is moira, this Rashi is very interesting. By the second one he calls it anoynes. By the fourth one he calls it pituhi. So interesting. The God, the Loshen of Rashi in the Isha Rabbe is L'chayre, is much better. Rashi says in the Isha Rabbe, Rashi says, Ba'av o'gav shashlishi sachoysa shniyehi shalye, the kedusha shniye loitofsi. The second one was never married, b'chaysishi. V'hav yeloh ka'anusa umafuta. So there Rashi says, call whatever you want. It's either Anus or Mefuta, but she never, the Shni and the Revis never became his wife. But here, Rashi divided it. So Shtikul Ha'ore. If he died, V'chotzu Ha'achin La'aches Mehem, So the pater, they says, that means the chalitza to one of these three will pater the other two. These three are his wives, and then so the chitz one will pater. For also b'shniv b'nei harishayin u'b'reviyas b'nei hashlishes. Alma achesh isha b'ein min ha'ov b'ein min ha'em. Do shlishes achesho shol shniya me'imei. The time the shniya lavishteyu. That's why it's muta b'shlishes. Mishemachim muta b'shlishes. Oyim abi kedusha shniya kedushin. Like in the second case, malachah shemesarishin bo'ala shniya. Have also b'shlishes. So you see that achisisha is bein min ha'ov, bein min ha'im. Let us see Tosfos. Omru lo meisu ishtecho. Bitlosa habisagi. Didn't need so many women over here. With three wives would be enough. The rishon shnei shlishes. Elakamash belon bafapishyesh irvuv shekol chamishoson shalshelas achve. This, all these five women are one chain of relationships. Vitzorech lohetzi asureis legezrinen hanoch the Sharino Tahanach Dosira. Afapikin, we want guys, even though this is a big mishmash over here, they're all related one to the other, somehow, but there's a chain of relationship. Al Kaponim, Chazal did not make any gzeiris, and the Risha and the Shlishis and the Chamish, Amuta. So they say him, so it says, so they say him, they gave chalitza, let us say, to the first one, so it patos the other, the third and the fifth. It's the, so what is afogav the chiddush is afogav the sark that the mutav sheyachlitz at tzoris, gzeirish leyachlitz lishniya revius. That means that this is a whole mishmash over here. So I would think here the halacha should be, you should have to give chalitza to each wife, because we don't know who's his wife, who's not his wife. So Mamela, I would say Chazal made it, they couldn't give chalitza to each one. It's Kamash Malon, they never made such a gzeira. These are the wives, these are not the wives, and Fatik and Asik. So Lachayra, there's a shtikal rai, we had once mentioned a mechudish tike bach, that the Bach says that there's an Isser Daraisa to give chalitza to two Noshim and one Bais. Bais chalutza nal. Bais echad ucholitz vein ucholitz lishnei batim. So from Tosfos say, we would arrive from the Gemara. The Beis Movie is arrive from the Gemara now like that. But look, it's arrive from this Tosfos also. Tosfos says, it's coming to tell us, I would think we should make a gzeire, and you should give all of them chalitza. How could you give chalitza to all of them? You're even Isser Daraisa. So Kavanah from Tosfos would also seem that there's no Issa D'Oraisa. I have a shtickle ha'ore, the way Rashi explains this Mishnah. Rashi and Tosfos seems to explain the Mishnah as follows. We have here, twice it says, it speaks about when the husband died, what is the din with the tzoris? By the first, the third, and the fifth, it says, Upoitreis Tzoreisei. Fine. And by the second and fourth, it says, Ve'ein bias achas mehem peiteres Tzorosa. So it is very interesting that when it patters, it doesn't mention how he patters. Not only it doesn't mention, Rashi says it's speaking about that he gave chalitza. And Tosfos also says he gave chalitza. That's the chiddush. I think you have to give chalitza to all. And by the second and fourth, it says, Ein bias achas mehem peiteres tzorosa. The bia does not pater the tzore. So why did he say the chalitza doesn't pater? Why is he talking about bia? Be'emesin Rashi in Dav Tzadik Vov, Taki says that Upaitra is the same. Also Rashi is speaking about Bia. Not the way Rashi says over here. But the Lashon is mashma the way Rashi says here. Because here it says, there doesn't say Bia shalachas mem peiteres saros. It says Upaitra is the same. And here it says Vein Bia achas mem peiteres saros. So why did he have Bia? So I found a very interesting reshash in Daf Tzadik Vav Amud Aleph that says, Amu'im Dikechidish. And the reshash says as follows, that let us speak about V'osa b'shniya b'reviz v'im b'ya achas mem peiteres tzorosa. So we're talking about that he was boil the shniya. He was boil the shniya. So the bee doesn't patter the tzara. So we learn this Mishnah very innocently. Fashteitzach, it doesn't patter because she's not married to him. They're not really tzaras. So Mamela, that's how we learn the Mishnah. Maybe and it's Pashat also. Okay, we have to understand what the Chiddush is. The Rishash says, Amoyre de Kehore. Vein bis aches mem peiteres sarosa, that means he understood that he was boiled the second one. And there was two Eidim. And somehow the Rishash seems to understand that she becomes his wife. Which she becomes the Yavam's wife. Which is also true. Shtaka becomes the Yavam's wife. So now if she becomes the Yavam's wife, so there are two sisters that she become Potter as Achisisha. And the Mishnah says, when bis Achis men peiteres sarosa. So shtetach muyim dike chidushim. The Rishash is a shtik teire, why it doesn't patter, well let's not get into that shtik teire, a rayate, what he had said in the second perik, but that's what have the Rishash Lamaisa wants to learn pshat in this Mishneh, and the Rishash and the Tzadik Vot. Now the Rishash says something over there which is by me a moire dike chidush. The Rishash says, you know, if it would patter, it wouldn't only patter the sisters, it would patter all the other wives that he had, because they are tzoras elve. That's what the Rishash says. So that, by me, is amir de kechidish, because it's zicha tzoras elve lach nefila. That means they became elves after the nefila. So it's tzoras elve lach nefila. So I don't see how it could patter. Unless the Hashitas that hold that an elva patas lach and nefila also. Balkoponim, this is what the Rishash says. Then it's telling us, Amoyre de Kechidish. Now let us go further. Dafnan Heya Medalev. So the Gemara says, Alma achis ishtoi, bein min ha'ov, bein min ha'im asuris. Min olam. How do we know this? So the Gemara says, Yalef me achoysoi. We learn out from achoysoi. Ma achoysoi, bein min ha'ov, bein min ha'im. Just like achoysoi is bein min ha'ov, bein min ha'im. Afkan, bein min ha'ov, bein min ha'im. He says, we learn out achoys ishtoi from achoysoi. Take the Gemara, v'leilav midei dosai, from Eishes, achiyovit. Ma dei dosai min ha'o v'loi minayim, afkan min ha'o v'loi minayim. So the Gemara says, mistavre mi achoysi avla lameilav, shken kroi vei atzmoi, mi kroi vei atzmoi. Achoys ishtoi, is, that means his wife's sister is his relative. His sister is his relative. His father's brother's wife is his father's relative. Now he's also in his father's relatives. Sheravichai. It's a korev of the father. Not his korev. It's a korev of the father, but he's also in the father's kreivim. So memeil, if you want to have a suffix, do you learn that achois ishtoi? From Achoisei, from Deidosei, you learn out from Achoisei, because this is Kroivei Atzmoi, and this is Kroivei Atzmoi, and Deidosei is Kroivei Oviv. So the Gemara says, Adarabe, midei dosi abla lemeilav, shekein dova yidei kedushin, midova sheidei kedushin. Verkert, this is a kuve that came through kedushin, and achais ish, they also is a kuve that came through kedushin. That's how he became related to his wife's sister. So be'emison, we don't have a makir that achais ish is also be'emino be'emine. Maybe learn that from Deidosa. Elam e'eshes och yalfinen. We learn out. Achais isha from eshes och. Tishakein dovo ayyidei kedushin. It is a kuva that comes about through kedushin similar to achais ishtoi. Ukrayvei atzmoi. And this is krayvei atzmoi. This is the korev. This is the Aishas Achiv is the Korif to him. It's his Korif. His brother's wife is his Korif. So Memelas, you learn out Achis Ishtoi from Aishas Achiv. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Achis Ishtoi Krayvei Atzmei Choshevlo. That's called his Korif. Shemachmas atzmoi nesra olov. She's also to him because they're related. He's related to her. She's his wife's sister, so that's his korek. V'loi machmas oviv. Mafuki dedosi de krevis oviv. This is his father's korek. This is his korek. Ochet gesinim, ochet amaloyma. Now this is going on further. So the, let us see Toisvis, me'eshes och yalfinam. So the Gemara says, I learn out achis isha from eshes och. Both of them are krevei atzmai. Both of them are hayidei kedushin. So just like by eshes och is bein minov bein minayim, is achis isha is bein minov bein minayim. So Taisvus says, "Afil lamai defrishes lael dachis isha leichoshev chumre mashe biyode lerabis." So Taisvus says, "Taisvus the bottom Taisvus, and Bafnundala the Madalef had said that achis isha is not does not fall into the category of the chumre biyode lerabis because the chumre of biyode lerabis is if it's biyode lerabis iser al achirim." That's the chumra biyodei l'rabbis. But that what's biyodei l'rabbis is surim al atzmai, that's not called a chumra. So now, Tosfos has a meiradike kasha. How can we learn out? Achis isha from eishes och. Achis isha is not biyodei l'rabbis. Eishes och is biyodei l'rabbis. So I have a pilcha. The Gemara is going to say, we're learning out a mamatzino. We're learning out a mamatzino, achis isha from eishes och. So have a pich in the mamatzino. Ma la leishesoch shkem biyodei l'rabbis. Achisish is not called biyodei l'rabbis. Mikol mokim satesus answers leka lemifrach ma leishesach shkem biyodei l'rabbis. Tohochi lo yalef elo deshaich achva minayim bachisish shkmei beishesoch. I'm just learning out that it shaich achva minayim just like Beishesoch, it's Achva Minayim. Say Achisish, it's also Achva Minayim. It's Lidavoyni. I don't understand Taisvis. I mean, what is Taisvis saying? Taisvis is saying you can't ask a Pilche? I mean, the Gemara Keseda was asking Pilches. For example, we had, let's learn out Achis Oviv from Achis Imoy, that it should be Minayim. Ma'al Achis Imoy, she came by Dois. Malachis oviv, she can't miyaches achel, shen yesh lo yichos. The Gemara said in this din, that there's achva min ha'aim, there's an issa achva min ha'aim, you have to look at the erva, maybe avadois the erva, then the Torah was machma ach min ha'aim. Not avadois the erva, maybe dafka min ha'ov, an erva of yichos is min ha'aim, an erva not of yichos is min ha'ov. We have it all Gemara and Daphnon Hay also. Krayvei Atzmoi is Minayim. Krayvei Oviv is Minayim. We had a whole bunch of everything was going with a cheshbon. If it says Achumre Minayim, could be Tzavka by Krayvei Atzmoi, not by Krayvei Achere. And now Satisus asks a legitimate kasha that the Gemara had said, Ma'alei shesoch shekein biyodei l'rabbis, which that is a chayma. And here Taisvus said, I just want to learn now to shach achlam in the aim b'achesishik me b'ishesach. So what is Pshat and Taisvus? Perhaps Pshat and Taisvus is as follows. All the pilchis that the Gemara asked, let's say, Malachis imoishekein v'adois. So we said that there is a pilche that the erve of achis ima is a more chomadike erve because it's vadois. The erve of achis oviv is a more chomadike erve because it's a kurva of mishpoche. The father is mishpachtoi. So it's his miyachis lo oviv. It's a more chomadike erve. Kroive atzmoi is a more chomadike erve. It's his own kurva. This is kreve oviv. All these are pirches in the chaymer ha'elve. And therefore, if I could tell you that one elve is more chomer than the other elve, so I could say, could be, the chomer de keve has the aloche that it is ach v'minayim. The elve which is not so chomer doesn't have this chaymer of ach v'minayim. The chaymer of biyodei l'rabbis is not a chaymer in the etzem erve, because if a person can marry 1,000 women and make 1,000 eishes ochs, it means the erve is more chomer. It doesn't mean that. It means that we see the Torah put on a chaymer on eishes och. That means this is a dangerous thing. This is a shrek. A person can marry off the can marry all the wives in town, and his brothers won't be able to find a shidduch. It's a gewaltig chaymer, but it's not so that the erve is a erve chamur. No, it is a chaymer that the Torah attached to the erve of eishesoch. So the Gemara asked the pirch, you want to say that this hara by eishesoch? Could be, no, Eshesach, the Torah slapped on a lot of chumras to this elve. It slapped on a chumra of Biyadi L'Rabi, some mail could be, it patched this chumra also of the Chayiv by Haro. That's the type of a pilche. But over here, Taisva says, here we're just clearing a shaila. This is not another chumra. The shaila, the Torah give another chumra. The shaila is, in Be'etzim, in the Yisod Ha'erve, they're the same. Achois Ishtoi and Eishes Ochi V'skoi Ve'atzma Yedei Kedushin, they're the same Chaymer Ha'erve. So whatever makes Achois by one can make Achis by another. The only time this was a pirch of B'yodei L'Rabbois, if you want to attach another Chumra to the Inyan, you want to say that there's a chaymer of hara. There's another chaymer. There's a chaymer. Kedushin is in Taifis by Achis Isha. So maybe said because it's Biyodei L'Rabbis. But if it's not a chaymer study, so then you could learn that. Could be that is what Taifis is saying. So now, what did the Gemara say? The Gemara said that how do we know that Achis Isha is Chayiv Bein Minov Bein Minayim? We learn that from Eishesach. So now the Gemara says, Eishesach Gufa Minov. And how do you know by Eishesach? The halacha is that way. It's Bein Minov Bein Minayim. So the Gemara says, the Sanya we learn to know by Eishesach. It says in Parshas Achimais, Ervas Eishesach Ichaloi Segala. Bein Minov Bein Minayim. Atoima bein minov bein minayim, ayein el minov v'loy minayim. So Moses v'dinu, let's find out. Chiyev kan, v'chiyev ba'achoysoy. Ma'achoysoy bein minov bein minayim, avkan bein minov bein minayim. Oiklach l'derech zu, chiyev kan, v'chiyev b'deidosoy. Ma'deidos minov v'loy minayim, avkan minov v'loy minayim. So Moses nire l'midoyme. Donin kreuvei atzmoi, mi kreuvei atzmoi. Achoisei is kreuvei atzmoi. Eishes Ochibus Kreve Yatzmai. His brother's wife is his Kore. Valtechir Doidosa Ishe Kreve Yov. Doidosa is also because this is his father's Kore. Eishes Achiyoviv is his father's Kore. Fiklachel Derech Ze. Donin Dover Shidei Kedushin. Mi Dover Shidei Kedushin. So we start. We don't know how to be mevar the suffix. Talmud loimer elvas ochicho hi. That's Iberic. It's not necessary to write this. So elvas ochichi bein min ha'ov bein min ha'im. So it's coming to tell us that min ha'im is also a chiyuv of eishes och. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, that's it. So the Gemara says, Ve'eimo idi ve'idi be'ishes och mino. That you're right, it's an Ibrika posik. Maybe both are speaking about eishes och mino. Eishes och mino, there's no issue. I write it in separate pasuk. Chode de yesh la bonim bechaye baylo, v'chode de ein la bonim bechaye baylo. And he gave her a get. The both also. So Moses says ein la bonim bechaye baylo midrafun in nafke. Krushes ochi bechaye baylo ein la bonim. We learned that from Nida. The aim, Mr. Gemara says, you're right. Okay. It can't be Eishes, Ochiv, Ve'in Lebonim. That it can be. In Lebonim, Bechai Ba'il. Ve'im Idivide Be'ishes, Och, Min Ha'ov. Chodo de Yesh Lebonim, Bechai Ba'il. And Vechodo de Yesh Lebonim, La'ach Emises Ba'il. That means, I would think, La'ach Emises Ba'il. That Mises is matter the Eishes. So she's no more Neishes Och after Misa. We see that by Yibum. So Memela, I would think, even Yesh Labonim is also Mutter. So the Gemara says, Yesh Labonim, Lacha Misa's Baila Loi Tzriche. I don't need a Pasuk for that. Midoma Achbona, She'ein Labonim Muteres. And the Pasuk says, that Ben Ein Loi is Muteres. Yesh Labonim Asura. So see, if Eishes Och, Yesh Labonim is Asura. So the Gemara says, "Vedu ma'in labonim." No, you did the this parasha is speaking about ein labonim. Asur alau me v'shor yeliyoga. Lisiyeshes meisachutz alizor is by ben ein loy. Yesh labonim shor yelau me v'shor yeliyoga. There'll be both mutter. It's not eishes ochiv. Misa after misa she's always eishes och. And ein labonim there's an isal l'shuk. And yesh labonim shmuta davima. Inami ein labonim mitzvah, yesh labonim rishus. Inami ein labonim in yesh labonim lav, this taka adiyik, lav abom echala say, say. So, maybe this pasuk is speaking about, Estes is coming to tell us, that Yesh Labonim is also Lachamisa's Baila. Without a Pasuk, I wouldn't know this. So the Gemara answers, Kosov Kroachina, Ervas Ochiv Gila. So Ervas Ochiv Gila is coming to tell us that Ervas Ochiv Gila is coming to tell us that Eishes Ochiv Sheyesh leibonim la'achamises oviv is also. So memela, so then the other posik, Elvas Achichi, is coming to tell us, bein min ha'em. Let us see Rashi. Ochi garsinen. Ochi sinocha, tamlem Elvas Achichi. V'chai ba'ilom girshe. So memele, So from here we learn that Eishes Ochiv, L'Acha, Mises Bailo, V'yesh Labonim, is Eishes Och. Let us just see Toisvis. V'yesh Labonim, L'Acha, Mises Bailo. Taim Ochem Atzachin and Kro, L'Asa, L'Acha, Mises. Here we need a posik to asa after Mises. That means there'd be a svara to say that if she's only an Eishes Och, because man, the husband is alive. When the husband dies, she's not called an Eishes Och anymore. V'chein b'perk dalot mises, k'abi Eishes Och v'kalosu, we have psukim to tell us that they're also after the Och died, after the son died. P'kama d'kdushin k'boi Eishes Ish minolam d'shon yachem mises bal, how do you know it's mutha yachem mises bal? So v'ayis tois esvorcha tzayne shabiyosu, and here we have psukim to tell us that it is also. That means, after I have a posik that Eishesish is mutalach and misik and yalav hosom, so I would think that who are then all agayis are mutalach and misik. It's not called anymore Eishesoch, Eishesoch. Because the Beisha Rabbe come agabi chamoisoi. La'acha mises ishtoi, the memaito rabbi kive, that is no chiyib schreife, b'dechsiv yischvu oisoi ve'eshen, so the more darshans ve'eshen ve'shteyen. Kloima she'shteyen kayomais, if his wife is alive, and his mother-in-law is alive, then if he's boiled the mother-in-law, so he gets schreife. So, but if his wife died, there's no schreife. So the Gemara says, "Nei the ma'ite krom misreife misura mi miate." Was the Torah ma'ayit from Anissa? Mashmi di lav krom hisa misreife. So Tosfos says, "Why would it be misreife?" L'chayre, we should learn out from Eishes Ish that it's muta. Yishloim the bekulo tzorich kol lesa lahatad leinil for madodi. Now I don't have any way how to be mevarer. What the din is left to Misa, because we have Chaluki Alochis, by Eishes Ov, by Kalosoi, by Eishes Och, it says that L'Acha Misa remains also, by Eishes Ish, it says L'Acha Misa is Mutter, so therefore, whenever I have a new shail about a new issues, I would not know where to learn it from, so that's why I need a special post.